Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Dick Hurren from Bridgerland Audubon Society. Utah State Bird is commemorated as the Seagull, more accurately, the California Gull. Known in Utah for having saved the pioneers from the Mormon cricket invasion of 1848 and subsequent years, gulls hold a hallowed place in local history. Seagull is a generic term, referring to gulls of all types. Gulls we are familiar with range from the small 11-inch Bonaparte's gull with a 32-inch wingspan to the 20-inch herring gull with a 55-inch wingspan. They are white, gray, and some have black heads. Young go through phases, giving them different appearances as they mature over 2 to 4 years, depending upon the species. Many gulls migrate to parts of Utah, and some pass through in their migration to more northern regions. Ring-billed gulls are here during the fall, winter, and spring. The occasional herring or Thayer's gull may visit us in winter. A few black-headed Bonaparte's gulls pass through reliably in spring and fall during migration. Upon rare occasions, we are even visited by Hermans, Western, Glaucus, Glaucus-winged, Mew, Yellow-footed, Sabins, Iceland, and lesser black-backed gulls. In spring, the California gulls and the much smaller and black-headed Franklin's gulls return to nest. They migrate from southern states or the Pacific coast and raise their young locally on islands in fresh and salt water. Gulls clean up. They frequent garbage dumps and irrigated, plowed, or manure-covered fields. These carnivores eat insects, worms, crustaceans, fish, and the occasional French fry in a parking lot. Opportunistic, they watch and raid unprotected nests of other birds, eating eggs and youngs. Sometimes flying singly, they are more often found in flocks. In flocks, they defend against predators by harassment and intimidation. Thayers and herring gulls have been known to use tools. They have been seen dropping shellfish on asphalt or concrete roads to crack them open and eat the contents. At the store, take a moment to think about our state bird. In the dump and in waterways, gulls can become entrapped in six-pack rings. Do your part to prevent this by cutting up these plastic rings before disposing of them, or better yet, by cans loose or in boxes instead of in the rings. For Wild About Utah, this has been Dick Hurren.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link.